This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Give me something that I can use in my life. So the Prophet ﷺ gives him two statements. قُلْ رَبِّي اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, my road with Allah is service and ibadah of Allah, that I am with Allah. Say it, live it. Establish that the priority in your life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then whenever you deviate, come back to the straight. I want you to think of this word. Istiqama is not that you're always on the straight path, because that's an impossibility. It's impossible for your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife to remain always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Whenever you veer off, come back. This means that sometimes we have to look into the actions of the people who preceded us. You must be a father like Nuh was a father to a son who left faith. SubhanAllah. Could you imagine? Nuh alayhi salam. His son disbelieves in Allah. And until the very last moment of life, as Allah records in Surah Hud, وَنَادَ نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعْنَا. Nuh, the rain is falling, the earth is fractured, and water is rising. My son, you have another chance. The door is always open. Regret can bring you back to Allah. It doesn't matter how many steps away you have walked, one step and you return. The door remains open. يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا. Come back to the truth. وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Don't remain upon disbelief with those who disbelieve and recant. Even in the final moments, his son's heart is wicked. I don't need you.